I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Parrot Productions and Sierra Way Media. Here is your Eastern Sierra News. Well, the Inyo County Board of Supervisors agenda for the regular meeting, July 28, 2026, at 8:30 a.m. has been posted to SierraWave.net. Keep this in mind, Extreme Heat Watch has begun today at 10 a.m. and will go through 8 p.m. on Monday, July 27th. Daytime highs are not particularly impressive, but around 5 degrees above normal, but low temperatures will remain quite warm, greatly limiting overnight relief. Let's go to the City of Bishop Parks and Recreation Commission. Their meeting was canceled yesterday and has been rescheduled for August 26, 2026 at 6 p.m. It'll be at the City Council Chambers. Getting rid of stuff? Donate it to Options Pregnancy Resource for the Eastern Sierra. Junk to Joy, fundraiser sale bringing hope and help to moms and babies. To donate items, call 760-258-1009. The rummage sale dates are a little bit into the future, but really not that far. August 14th and 15th, that's Friday, 5 p.m. to 8 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m., they'll be at the Nazarene Church, which is at 900 West Line Street. LADWP power crews are actively responding to provide temporary power to begin power pole replacement after the Rock Creek impacted approximately 100 LADWP poles in the area. Currently, the power system is working to have all power restored by the time evacuation orders are lifted. LADWP is providing CAL FIRE with critical resources, including water tenders and dozers and water pump to help draw water from local resources. In addition, LADWP employees who are active volunteer firefighters with local fire departments are responding on the ground to assist with containment and safety measures. Dedicated employees are working safely alongside emergency personnel to protect the community and ensure essential utility services remain available during the Rock Fire incident. They understand the stress the situation places on the community, and they are committed, that is LADWP, to keeping their customers supported and informed throughout this incident. Affected residents seeking outage updates, service assistance, or safety information can call 760-873-0251 or visit ladwp.com/Eastern Sierra. Now, I can say go out and watch our video yesterday of us showing Aberdeen. You can see all the DWP trucks out there working tirelessly to get what I just read done. More than 80 track and field teams from across California, along with athletes from New York, Washington, and Nevada, gathered at the University of California, San Diego, that's UCSD, on July 18th and 19th of 2026 for the 2026 California State Games. The annual event showcased some of the nation's top athletes, from youth competitors to masters athletes over the age of 50. One of the biggest weekend crowd moments came during the Masters pole vault competition, where spectators watched an athlete over 50 years old making an exciting attempt at a world record. Although he narrowly missed the mark, the effort brought fans to their feet and reminded everyone that the love of competition has no age limit. Among those representing were Bishop, 16-year-old athletes whose stories could not have been more different, but both left San Diego with performances to remember. 4 events, 4 medals. Right after competing against the nation's best high school discus throwers at Nike Outdoor Nationals in Eugene, Oregon, Bishop Union High School thrower Wyatt Myers set an ambitious goal: compete in 4 events at the California State Games. The challenge wasn't just the workload. When Wyatt left Nike Nationals, where he placed 27th among 40 elite high school discus throwers and finished as top sophomore in the field, he had never competed either in the hammer throw or javelin. Training immediately shifted toward learning 2 of track and field's most technical events. Even finding the proper equipment became part of the adventure, because shipping a regular javelin from Torrance to Bishop would have cost more than $400. Wyatt's family made the trip to Southern California to pick it up themselves. Until then, Wyatt had only practiced with the javelin, meaning he arrived at the California State Games having never thrown a competition javelin. Well, more online at sierrawave.net to read all about this. The board of directors of the Death Valley 49ers is pleased to announce that the dates for the 2026 encampment have been finalized and that the event will be held at Stovepipe Wells, Death Valley National Park, California, from October 29th through November 1st, 2026. The 2026 encampment is also planned in conjunction with the Stovepipe Wells 100-year anniversary and will be a celebration of our shared appreciation for the park and all of its natural wonders. As part of the celebration, the Death Valley 49ers are preparing a schedule that will include live music, guest speakers on the park and its geology and history, a veterans tribute, open mic opportunities for budding musicians and poets, stargazing vendors, and a short non-denominational worship service on Sunday morning. And guess what? More online at sierrawave.net. Hey, we would like to welcome to the world Ansel Barbella Winston, 8 pounds, 3 ounces. Proud parents Cameron and Alexander Winston from Wilkerson, California. Grandparents John and Terry Barbella of Inyo County. Congratulations. Welcome to the world, Ansel. Okay, BFW Community Breakfast will be taking place on Sunday, July 26th from 9 to 11 a.m. You can get down there at 484 Short Street this Sunday from 9 to 11. As I said, waffles with strawberry toppings, eggs, bacon, coffee, tea, hot chocolate, and juice, all for a donation of $15. Children 12 and under are half price. I'm Jason Brown bringing you the news. For more news, always go to sierrawave.net. Like I said, we've got that video out there showing Aberdeen and the fire destruction that was all around it, but not in it. Hey, since 1996, for 30 years now, we've been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it. Thanks for listening.